It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Over 500,000 veterans are currently facing wait times of more than 30 days to receive medical care. But now the Department of Veterans Affairs is proposing a rule that would provide veterans access to advanced practice registered nurses, including access to nurse practitioner care at VA facilities nationwide. Would this lead to faster, higher quality care? We're looking at these proposed changes with Dr. Cindy Cook, president of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners. Cindy Cook, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you can join the conversation with a comment or question at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is essspgh@wesa.fm and on Twitter at essspgh. We'd especially like to hear from you if you're a veteran who has had to face long wait times. We'd like to hear your story. What do you feel needs to be done to address the situation? Is what the VA is proposing a possible solution? 412-246-2002, the number to call. Cindy Cook, first of all, why are we seeing these kinds of problems at the VA with long wait times, et cetera?
Well, the nation has a great number of veterans, and the wait times for the numbers of veterans and the numbers of providers being able to provide that care is just not equal. So that's part of what the proposal is for, is to allow nurse practitioners to practice to the full scope of their education and clinical training in order to decrease some of those wait times.
Is the system, from what you can see, is the system built to handle the large influx of veterans we're seeing who have returned in recent years from Iraq and Afghanistan?
That's a challenging question to answer. I think that this proposed rule is actually a no-cost, no-risk solution to at least working on that backlog of patients.
And from what you've seen, what issues is the VA currently facing? Before we get to the solutions, what is important for people to know about the challenges?
Well, currently, we have been at war for a very long period of time, which has increased the number of veterans dramatically. And so that's why there's probably over a 500,000 veterans waiting for 30 days or longer to receive their care at VA facilities. The number is just staggering.
And are there frustrations that you feel, because the veterans are frustrated, and they feel as though, and there is an overhaul that has taken place at the Department of Veterans Affairs, and things are changing, and policies like the one we're talking about are being put in place. But that having been said, there's a frustration that some of the veterans feel that the VA should have been prepared for this. They should have known that it was coming and that there's really no excuse for what's happening now. What are the frustrations that you have as someone who works in healthcare about what you're seeing?
Well, I think that utilizing every discipline to the full scope of their licensure, their clinical education and training is so important to be able to do that. It's an all-hands-on-deck approach that really needs to happen. And I know that there are job openings in the VA across the spectrum, and so they're trying to recruit people, or, you know, clinicians of all disciplines in order to meet that need.
412-246-2002, the number to call to join our conversation with Cindy Cook about the situation that exists for veterans who are trying to get care, who are trying to work through the VA system, which has traditionally, in recent years, certainly not been an easy process. Cindy Cook is one of the folks who is looking at ways to try to address the needs of veterans, to shorten those wait times. What do you think should happen? What do you think of what is being proposed? 412-246-2002. And let's get into the solution that we're discussing today. Cindy Cook, who again is president of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners, would the proposed rule now being proposed by the Department of Veterans Affairs allow veterans access to advanced practice registered nurses, including access to nurse practitioner care? Would Would that solve this problem? Explain how it would work and what it will do.
Well, what it would do would be standardize the care across VA facilities, regardless of where they're geographically located. So that would enable veterans to gain improved access to timely quality care.
And what kind of care are we talking about?
Well, health care in general. We are really making sure that, you know, we want to make sure that our veterans are very well taken care of at every level. And this is important for every clinician to be able to practice to the full scope of their clinical education and training. We're not trying to substitute one provider for another. This is really about the healthcare workforce, which has really evolved because multiple professions really share the knowledge base and can deliver many of the same services to patients. So we are distinct disciplines from each other, but we really can provide and meet the healthcare needs for our veterans, and that really will improve access to care.
And what areas of care are APRNs assigned to cover?
Well, there's APRNs or nurse practitioners in many different disciplines. The vast majority of nurse practitioners are trained as family nurse practitioners or adult nurse practitioners in primary care. And there's actually 222,000 nurse practitioners across the nation, and 4,800 of them already work in the VA health system. Nurse practitioners hold advanced degrees. We are nationally certified. We have years of academic and clinical education. NPs currently can provide clinical assessments. We can order and interpret the results of diagnostic tests. We can make a diagnosis. We can initiate and prescribe medication plans and treatment plans and provide patient-centered care. It's always about the patient.
And what areas of care would change based upon the change in regulation? Would there be some areas that would look different as a result of this rule change?
In some geographic locations, nurse practitioners have what we call full practice authority. In 21 states and the District of Columbia, nurse practitioners already have this capability. And so patients, whether it is in the civilian world or wherever, can have full and direct access to nurse practitioner care. Nurse practitioners provided over 800 million patient visits last year. And so what we want to do is provide that same service for veterans, no matter where the geographic location is that a VA is the health center is located.
Cindy Cook, president of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners, is our guest. Again, to join the conversation, the number 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email esspgh@wesa.fm. On Twitter at esspgh. And Cindy, as someone who has worked within this system and had a lot of interactions with veterans over the years, what are you hearing from the vets about what they're saying they'd like to see? What feedback are you getting?
Many veterans groups have definitely come out in support of this proposed rule because they really feel like it is important for veterans to receive the care that they so desperately need.
And we have a caller on the line. I believe it's Gary in Pittsburgh. Gary has a comment or question or did. And we may have lost him. So there's also Mike in Carnegie on the line. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Mike. Go ahead with your comment or question for Cindy Cook.
I'm a vet and have recently used the vet's care, and it was excellent. It was wonderful, and I can tell you it was wonderful because I worked in the hospital for 12 years. I know the difference between good care and bad care, and you know it was fantastic.
Now, where did you have this experience?
Right here in Pittsburgh, out in Oakland.
Where did you serve, if I may ask, Mike?
I was in nuclear weapons in Germany.
Okay, and how recently was that?
A long time ago.
A long time ago.
Back in 82 was when I joined, in 86 I was only in for 4 years.
Okay, and have you sought care recently?
Yes, yes.
And you say you had a good experience.
I had a fantastic experience. Yes, yes.
We're hearing about these long wait times. How long did you have to wait?
I had to wait for my general practitioner to see me, which is just usual. But I had an emergency situation, went into their emergency department, and they just took care of that right away. And then I was able to see a stomach specialist, and it took a while to see the stomach specialist, but it wasn't any longer than if you had to wait for the private sector, and they did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Okay, well, we're glad that you had a good experience, Mike, and we thank you for calling and giving us some feedback.
As far as the practitioner situation, they can do just as good as a doctor. The only thing you need a doctor for is to get a diagnosis. Once you get a diagnosis, everybody knows what needs to happen.
Well, that's interesting feedback. So, Cindy Cook, it's interesting what Mike is saying. As far as you're concerned, can a nurse practitioner do the same thing in a lot of cases that a doctor can do? And would that, therefore, ameliorate this situation?
Physicians and nurse practitioners do overlap and share knowledge and do deliver many of the same services to patients every single day. That's correct.
Let's go to Mark in Mount Lebanon. Hi, Mark. You're on the air with Cindy Cook.
Hello. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
Hi. So my question is related to this. There is an existing system that's nationwide and hopefully growing, the FQHC system, Federally Qualified Health Centers. I'm somewhat familiar with them here in Western Pennsylvania. There's a fairly large one. And it seems like it's already in place. Is it possible that that's being looked at as something that can ameliorate all of the wait times, the problems we have without being able to get vet service, because they exist in underserved and in rural areas to try to get primary care to people? And I'm just curious, has there been a great discussion about trying to use what already exists as the federally qualified healthcare system, and tying it into better veterans care?
Cindy, do you have an answer for Mark?
I can't speak for the VA on that. I know that they are looking at multiple, you know, they've been looking at multiple ways to ameliorate the wait times. And this is one of the solutions that they have coming up with. As you know, things in the federal government do sometimes move a little slower than we would like them to. And so I know that the VA is looking at many things, but this is one way that they feel can definitely immediately decrease the wait times for our veterans in healthcare today. The federally qualified health centers, nurse practitioners work in those every day and do a fantastic job in those. And so, like I said before, NPs saw over 800 million visits last year. So, you know, we are definitely out there on the front lines of healthcare and providing care each and every day. We feel like that should be the case across the nation by standardizing care across VA facilities, no matter what geographic location they are in.
Mark, hopefully that answers your question. We thank you for that call. 412-246-2002. We have just a little bit of time left with Cindy Cook, but time enough for a question or two if someone is still out there with one. In the meantime, Cindy, I know that the public comment period concerning this proposed new rule remains open through July 25th. What should people do if they are in favor of this new rule being proposed by the Department of Veterans Affairs to allow veterans access to advanced practice registered nurses, including nurse practitioners?
That's correct. The date, the comment period does close on July 25th. And so we have made it very simple to go to veteransdeservecare.org and submit your comments to the VA directly into the Federal Register. It's very simple. You can please tell your story as to what your experience is and to support the Advanced Practice Registered Nurse accessibility to care.
And again, that's veteransdeservecare.org. And so someone listening to this right now who wants more information, this is the place where they can go to find out what they need in order to express their opinion or provide feedback about this.
That's correct.
Cindy Cook is president of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners, joining us by phone. Cindy, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it, and we are very much looking forward to the results of this rule.
Coming up, for the past 60 years, Hospital Albert Schweitzer has provided medical care to some of Haiti's most vulnerable citizens with the support of the Mellon family. We'll look at the hospital's evolution and what it's focusing on now. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.